The Hot Wells Resort opened in the 1890s off what is now South Presa after sulfur spring water was discovered. An 80-room hotel soon followed. The ragtime tune, The Entertainer, was popular in the years that saw the resort grow. The resort offered three giant spring-fed pools for men, women, and children. There were dozens of private baths and 200 dressing rooms. The rich and famous flocked there too, including Charlie Chaplin, Rudolph Valentino, Douglas Fairbanks, and future President Theodore Roosevelt. Visitors enjoyed dancing, concerts, lectures, garden teas, dominoes, and gambling. The resort survived fires and had a few different owners, but by the 1970s it was closed for good. Alfred Alvarez worked at the nearby state hospital as a social worker, and he was among the last round of guests. He remembers how the sulfur springs reeked of a rotten egg smell, which Alvarez doubts today's health buffs would enjoy.
I don't know if people would have liked it or not, because when you swim in those sulfuric waters, you would have to take about three or four showers when you get home to get the smell off of your body and shampoo your head also about the same amount of time.
Health experts thought the waters were healthy despite the smell. Yvonne Katz of the Hot Wells Conservancy says the resort had a list of ailments it claimed the waters could cure.
One thing was diarrhea. I don't know if you want to talk about that on the radio, but when you look at the list, it includes herpes, it includes asthma, it includes, it is a list of ailments that people had back then, and they didn't have pills and modern medicine.
Archaeologist Rihanna Ward works for Raba Kistner, the engineering firm the county hired to keep an eye out for artifacts found during the redevelopment project, including fine china, bottles, and even old shoes.
It strikes me as very strange that we've recovered a lot of shoes. I'm going to chalk that up to when the fire, a lot of items were left behind, but it's just very, you know, you find a couple of kitchen pieces and then there's a child's shoe laying in the middle of everything.
Workers even explored the resort's preserved trash, and they found something unexpected: alligator bones. Researchers believe they might have been from an alligator dish on the resort's menu. Ward says alligators were common in the area at the time. County Judge Nelson Wolf says the new $4 million park is built on the resort property donated by developer James Lifschutz, who plans a new spa next door. The state chipped in $1 million for the park, which includes plenty of space for picnics. Jagged walls of the old resort and pools are all that remain of the original resort. Wolf says it was not feasible to fully restore the spa. He says one building, however, will include offices, a museum, and classroom space. He says silent movies that feature many of the stars that visited the resort and made movies nearby will be shown at the park in the future.
You're going to be able to see where they also did filming out here. Star Film made a lot of silent movies. We're going to be showing them out here.
The Hot Wells Conservancy accepts donations for future preservation and expansion at the park. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.